Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest today from the CCA. It's Stacy Bedell Jr., the running back, over 800 yards rushing, 8 TDs, above 5 yards average per carry. He's going to be kind enough to join us and talk a little NFL draft and what he brought to the table to get him to this point. That's why we're talking now. But with that said, Stacy, welcome to the program. Can you believe your time at Stony Brook's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to get your foot in the next level?
Thanks for having me. It's definitely been a long time coming. You know, 6 years, a long time in college. Now it's finally time to take the next step.
And for you, I mean, you played the skill position. You do great things when the ball's in your hand. Does that trace back to when you were a young kid? If you were playing Pop Warp, Pee Wee football, was Stacy Bedell scoring 4, 5, 6 touchdowns a game?
Well, I was scoring more than that, probably about 6 touchdowns a game. Definitely in Pop Warp, I was definitely an unstoppable player. After that, that just crafted me into the player I am today. It helped me develop more.
Nice. So you've definitely been the guy with the ball in your hand. How do you kind of find yourself, you know, transitioning and knowing that, you know, running back was going to be your position? Kind of catch us up to speed as, you know, maybe your junior, senior year in high school. What schools were looking at you and what positions were they looking at you to play?
My first offer my sophomore year in high school. Then as I went on, I kept collecting stats and playing well as a player at running back. I also played safety in high school. I had a lot of big D1A schools looking at me to play corner, like Boston College, Rutgers, Syracuse. A lot of schools wanted me to play cornerback, but I always had the passion to play running back, and that was always something I felt like I could prove people wrong and I would be able to play at the next level. So then I started getting offers from smaller schools, such as the 1AA's, like James Madison, Villanova, and then I got offered from UMass to play running back.
Nice. And the rest is history, and now you're on the show. Let me ask you this, Stacy. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you have the skill set to get noticed and possibly earn a paycheck at the next level? Because you know as well as anybody, you know, every young man that suits up on Saturday wants that opportunity to gear up on Sunday. When does it kind of sink in to you that, you know, maybe your coaches, teammates, friends, who knows, people at the next level tell you? How do you kind of get that notion that, hey, you know what, I got a shot?
I mean, it all started in high school. I had people coming up to me telling me, but I still had to play at the next level in college to put that dream to reality. So my dad was always backing me up 100%, and family was behind me. My high school coach told me I have the talents to play at the next level, and he said I could possibly be the first player out of high school to do it. Then after I went to Stony Brook, I just kept working hard and kept perfecting my craft, and hopefully my dream becomes a reality for sure.
Excellent. I think our last Stony Brook, at least on our show, was Miguel Masonette. He was our last Stony Brook guy that we had running back wise on the show. So, you know, like I said, talented guys, you and him. Like I said, I'm thinking running backs. I just know because, and then I know he spent some time with the Steelers on the practice squad or in their camps and stuff as well. So I remember Miguel from that and just talking to him through that part. But again, I mean, great program and great conference. I think that's one thing is people don't realize what a great conference the CCA is. For you, you know, you're going through your college career. Is it weird knowing that, you know, in a few, maybe about a month or two, your teammates are going to start playing spring ball and you're going to be kind of off doing your own thing?
I feel like it had to come to an end sooner or later. I'm definitely ready for the next step. You know, I'm definitely ready for the next step. I couldn't do any more school, so I'm definitely ready to take on the next level.
Stuff. Once again, Stacy Bedell Jr., you stand out running back from Stony Brook, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. This young man, if you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his College Pro draft bio at the page. And again, you just simply type in his name, Stacy Bedell Jr., at iTunes or Blog Talk, and it'll pop up for you. You can listen to this interview. We'll also be blasting it out there on Twitter
as well. I ask all the guys that come on our show, I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down tape with NFL scouts, Stacey, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, when they kind of look at you and say, Stacey, these are the things we really think make you a guy that we want to bring on our team.
I think teams are definitely going to love my speed and quickness. I feel like me being able to separate and break loose and I'm going after that. Teams are definitely going to love that out of me and my one cut and I'm going.
Nice. What kind of speed you got?
Are you that quicker than fast guy? I mean, you that guy's not going to, you know, you're not going to blow away with a 4.3, but, you know, once you got the ball in your hands on the field, it doesn't matter what the time said, you're going to beat the guy?
No, I think I'm going to blow away with a 4.3.
Nice. And if I got this wrong, I apologize to the facility, but you're training at Parabolic, right? Parabolica?
Yes, I'm training at Parabolic right now in New Jersey.
Yeah. And how are they treating you?
It's very good so far. This is my first week doing it. Everything's been going well. I feel like I'm definitely getting better on the field and perfecting everything that I need to do for pro day.
Definitely. They do a great job. I see those guys at the combine every year. And like I said, they're growing. I mean, I think the first time we met it was a few years ago, and to see where they're at now. And like I said, I was positive that you were training there, but I wasn't 100% sure. Let me ask you this. I mean, height, weight-wise, what's your height? I know that's not going to change. And what's the weight that you kind of want to be at when pro days and all these workouts start to, you know, begin?
My height is 5'9". During pro day, I want to be around probably 200. I'm going to be 200 for pro day. Yeah.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, because we do pass this off to teams. I mean, what are some of the qualities that, you know, you bring to the table that they won't be able to see on film? I mean, it could be things offensively that you weren't asked to do, so you couldn't showcase them. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe you're a team leader in the locker room. Maybe a weight room warrior. What are some of the positive things that they're not necessarily going to pick up watching tape that they should know about?
I'm definitely a hard worker for sure. I'm a person that's going to lead by example. Sometimes I voice my opinion. A lot of times I don't, but I like to lead by example and like to guide the younger people and people that need help to become a better person.
Nice. And I'm curious about past book, you know, blitz pick up. I mean, how do you do there?
I do good in that. I would say this season I probably only missed maybe one or even if that. I didn't really miss any pass pickups this year.
Nice. And that's you know
people doubt it because of my size though. But
yeah, that's why I asked. I didn't know if you got a little, what offensive you guys did, and obviously that's a big thing for any rookie stepping into the next level is you know how what are you going to be able to do to protect the guy throwing the football. Once again, Stacey Vidal Jr. here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. We're going to have your teammate on later tonight, Connor Davis. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to ask him the same question, so he's going to be able to get back at you, and you're not going to be able to retaliate, but you get the first blow. What is something I'm going to be able to tease him about when he comes on the show later?
Oh, man, let's see. That's a tough question. I can't really give you anything to tease him. He's a great guy. He does everything he's supposed to do, you know?
You have a nickname? I mean, you guys call him anything funny or something?
We just call him Connor, you know? I don't know. Yeah, we don't really have any jokes or anything that we really come at him.
All right. Now, remember, we're going to ask him, so he might scorch you a little bit. So, like I said, but I like
to tell him I have better news than him, too.
Okay, that's what I'll say. I'll say, hey, we had your teammate on earlier, Stacey, and he said he had better hands than you, and then I'm sure he'll get a giggle. And I'm sure he'll elect you to listen into his podcast as well because he's going to want to find out, what he said. Do you get comparisons? I mean, you know, you're there, you got your teammates, your coaches, family, friends. I mean, when they're talking to you, you're laying on the couch. I mean, are they saying, hey, Stacey, when we watch this guy at the next level, this is who you remind us of?
Growing up as a kid, I always like admired Xavier Thomas's game. So growing up, I always wanted to be a mirror of him, splitting image of him. But right now, in the game right now, there's like I would see like Deion Lewis and James White. That's what I want to perfect my game to be those type of guys right now.
I could kind of see that. I could totally see that, especially with James White. I could kind of see with Deion too, but I definitely see with James White. And like I said, that's not to, but those guys were both on the show as well. Every guy. And then Connor's going to be on the show too. So everybody think of it. We didn't have LaDainian on, though. I don't know if I was doing this when LaDainian was coming out of the draft. But like I said, we would have tried to get him on the show. So once again, Stacy Bedell Jr. here talking a little NFL draft here on the C2P. As I mentioned earlier, if you ever miss any of these interviews in their entirety, check them out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the draft. We're going to have his highlights on there. We're going to have a draft bio. We're going to have his college bio. We're going to have this interview. Again, everything that goes. And then when he goes to his pro day, school days, all those things, we'll be posting all his combine prep numbers. And if Parabaka wants to send us the stuff that they do, I know they'll be working you out as well. We can put those numbers on your page. So it's a nice thing to have, nice thing in handy if you want to check him out, because he could be lining up in the backfield of your favorite NFL team, and you're going to want to know a little bit more about him than your buddy, so you look smart. For you, Stacy, I mean, looking forward, I mean, does it seem far away come April in the NFL draft, or does it seem like it's right around the corner, or does that kind of change each day in, day out?
It seems like a little far out. I'm just taking every day step by step, you know, just trying to perfect everything that I can have ready for the day when pro day comes so I could put the numbers up that I need to do and just go out there and compete, you know. So I'm taking every day, one by one, you know. I'm not rushing the days. I'm just let the time come.
Nice. And when is pro day for you?
It's either March 28th or March 29th. It's one of those two dates.
So you're a late pro day guy. How long are you planning on staying at Parabolica?
I plan on staying till March 10th.
Oh, wow. I'm going to text you probably somewhere in the middle, maybe towards the end of February. I'm going to ask you how much more you're looking in the mirror, checking yourself out after spending all that time there. Have you done it yet? Have you lifted the shirt and seen if there's any difference yet?
Not yet. I will soon enough, though.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, before we let you go, we do appreciate you coming on. I heard a lot of good things about you, so we're excited to get you on as well. But we always like to end the show with some lighthearted stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. Now, Coach Priori, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
I would say we have a couple of teammates who do great impersonations. Like, we had freshman skits. So we have freshmen that would impersonate some coaches and do things that they would do on the field. But they definitely wouldn't do it in front of him, though.
That's what I like to hear. That's good stuff. So I definitely don't want to do the impersonation in front of Coach P. I like that. And how about this one? I think this is the favorite question I think you guys like to answer. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Stacy Bedell Jr. going to invite to lunch?
Oh, man. Let's see. I would go with Kylie Jenner before she got pregnant. I would go with Kylie Jenner before she got pregnant.
Man, I'm just glad we got a different name. I get the same names. I get Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good. Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good. I get the same three names. Something different. I love getting a different lady's name. And then the final one for you, Eric Dorsey, he's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes and ideas on your cleats that you guys wear. If you could have anything painted on your shoes, what would you want that theme to be?
Wow. This is a tough one right here. There's a lot of ideas I can come up with. I would do more of like a Superman theme, or maybe like the Flash. I'll do the Flash theme.
I like it, man. I like it. Well, hey, man, again, best of luck out in Jersey. Trainer Parabolica, those guys do a great job. And, again, we appreciate you stopping by. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Oh, anytime. Once again, that is Stacy Bedell, the standout running back from Stony Brook. A lot to be excited about with this young man. He brings a lot to the table. And he kind of mentioned it on the show. And if you can see the kid play, if you can check out his highlights, what you pick up from the internet, kind of find that one-cut ability. And like I said, very quick burst. I think that's the thing that scouts are going to really love most about this kid is he can get to 0-60 very quickly. He's not a guy that's going to build up to get to that top speed. He's like a rocket and then get gone. Again, if you want more Stacy Bedell, you simply log on to College of Pro, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.